6 years ago, Garrett Burchett and his brother started making small batches of vodka to sell from their shop on Cody Road. Now, the Mississippi River Distilling Company attracts nearly 60,000 people a year to LeClaire.
And those people come to see the mechanics of it. They come to see, you know, how it's made. And at the end of the day, we believe that they want to sit down and have a drink. And we want to do that responsibly within the laws and within those rules, no different than any other bar or restaurant. But at the same time, we want that opportunity, no different than breweries and wineries.
He says Iowa code requires small distilleries like theirs to stop producing liquor once they reach a certain limit. Another problem is the company is only allowed to sell 2 bottles of liquor per day to a customer, but can't sell any by the glass. And free samples are limited to 2 ounces per person per day. But the LeClaire distillery is growing. Burchett says it sells vodka, gin, and whiskey to customers in 26 states and 3 foreign countries.
At some point, we will exceed that production limit. So this company will be so successful that we'll have to close our doors to the folks of Iowa and Illinois. We'll have to close our front door. And there's not a brewery in the state of Iowa that has a production limit. You know, no one walked into a brewery and said, hey, the more successful you are, eventually we're going to have to put a stop to that.
The Iowa Alcohol Policy Task Force is expected to make recommendations to the next legislature. The group's co-chairs are the directors of the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division and Economic Development Authority. The other members represent Iowa's beer, wine, and liquor industries. I'm Michelle O'Neill.